Tiger Woods has just shot his best round of the year, a 65, 6-under par, at the Barclays Tournament in New Jersey. While Woods seems to have recaptured some of his natural talent, there are a lot of things the average golfer can buy to try to improve his or her game. Golfers have a seemingly unquenchable desire to spend hundreds of dollars in pursuit of a score like that. New Hampshire Public Radio's John Greenberg has this report on some of the advanced tools that are a regular part of their quest.
When that guy next to you on the golf course pulls out his BlackBerry, it might not be yet another intrusion of mobile communications. He might actually be playing golf. Art Brunage, president of an insurance company in Nashua, New Hampshire, owns one version of the latest aid for the avid golfer. His handheld device is called a Sky Caddy.
It's hooked up to satellites, and basically as I walk the course, it'll change, you know, the yardage for me.
The same way that GPS navigation helps drivers get to their destinations, products like Sky Caddy and Golf Logics help golfers get to the green.
You hook it up to your computer, you download the courses that you want, and for instance, I've got hole number one listed here for Nashua Country Club.
On the screen, the power of GPS shows Brunage as a little dot on a map, distances to the pin, sand traps, and so forth conveniently noted. These units are completely legit in the eyes of the U.S. Golf Association. They merely provide any amateur with the same information that professional golfers get from their caddies. But Brunage also has a black box filled with illicit items. Golf balls bearing the label Bandit.
They've got a super reactive core. They're a little bit smaller. Their aerodynamics are much different than other golf balls. And the claim is they go up to 30 yards longer than a regular standard ball.
Brunage sets his ball and takes a swing. The Bandit delivers.
Yeah, that went real well.
Technology does have its limits. While Brunage walks to take his next shot, we can step off the course, where digital technology is part of the practice scene.
You want to putt better. That's where you usually start.
Sam Froggett owns Eyeline Golf, maker of the Putting Laser Plus. Clip it on a putter, and it projects one red line showing the path the ball should take, and another line to make sure you hit the ball square. Froggett boasts a clientele that includes over 200 players on the PGA Tour, where, as they say, they putt for dough.
If I can learn to swing the putter where that laser line travels, I'm making a perfect stroke.
Eyeline makes all sorts of training tools. Most focus on getting your body to do what you want, but one deals entirely with your mind.
If I can just manage to par the last two holes.
Did I return that movie? Miss it right?
Don't hit it, I'll be here again. I'm down two shots.
You can download an MP3 file called Distraction. Add it to your playlist, pop in your earbuds, and swing away. If you can keep your concentration through this, you'll keep your cool anywhere.
Didn't hit it well.
So now, back to Brunage on the links. The news is not good.
I'm in the trap. So there's really no technology that I know of that's going to help me get out of the trap. I just have to hit that shot myself.
Brunage has organized a special golf tournament in a few weeks. Players will be able to use every golf widget known to man, both legal and illegal. But as Brunage notes wryly, at the end of the day, you still have to be able to hit the ball. For NPR News, I'm John Greenberg in Concord, New Hampshire.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Dennis Herndon.
The staff includes Bilal Qureshi, Julia Buckley, Sonari Glinton, Lauren Silverman, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Ellen Silva, Viet Le, and Rhonda Ray. Neil Carruth is filling in for Christopher Turpin as executive producer.
The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.